This is Cartoon Radio.
My name is Fran Reynolds. I am related to Charles Dickens.
My name is David Irving. My grandfather wearing a top hat.
My name is Stuart and I'm related to Gail because we both like madness. Any madness songs, really.
So my name is Hugh McAdam and I originally from Scotland and I left my kilt at home, unfortunately, and weather up in Scotland at the moment is a bit too cold.
This show is all about ancestors and roots.
Welcome to Carousel Radio. Fixing up my boots.
Carousel Radio presents Fib or Fact. Some truths and some lies about
ancestors and roots.
So welcome to Fact or Fib with a twist. So each member of the radio team will answer Fact or Fib to three statements each. But they must be quick as they just 30 seconds to do it in. This month is all about celebrity ancestors and the surnames of the Carousel Star team. So Fran, we start with you. Are you ready for this?
I am indeed.
Start the clock, please. Brad Pitt is related to King Henry II. Is that a fact or a fib?
Is that a fact?
It is a fact, yes. He's related to him through his mother. Really? The ancestors of Lizzie Banks from Oscar Bright actually lived in Banks. Fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
It's a fib. They live near hillsides. Oh, so they actually lived on side of a hill. Funny. Hugh Grant is related to King Kong. Fact or fib?
That's a fact.
No, it's a fib. He's related to King Henry VIII. Oh, good timing. How many did you get, Fran?
Two.
So, Fran's on 2 points. So, Stuart, you ready?
Yeah.
And start the clock, please. Dave Laves from Carousel Radio's ancestors worked in the Village Apple Store. Fact or a fib?
Fib.
Yeah, it's a fib. They used to wash wool for the village, really? Oh. Tom Hanks is related to the medieval King John. A fact or a fib?
That's a fact.
It's a fact, yeah. King John was the son of King Henry II, but was not a good king, losing much of his father's land during his reign. Ah, Johnny Depp is related to Queen Elizabeth II. Is that a fact or a fib?
That's a fib.
It's a fact. Depp shares a great-grandfather of Elizabeth that goes back 20 generations. How do you do, Stuart?
Dunno.
He's not sure. So, Stuart's got two and Fran's got two, so we're equal measure at the moment. So, David, you ready then?
Yes.
Start the clock, please. Paul Duntal from Carousel Radio's ancestors came from a lost submerged city called Radioland. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
It's a fib. They came from a lost village in Kent. Oh, really, Paul? Fact or a fib? Celebrity chef Rick Stein is related to DJ Judge Jules.
Fact.
It's a fact. Rick is Jules' uncle. Sam Duke from the Figure Notes band's ancestors were a tribe of insurance salesmen. Is that a fact or a fib?
Fact.
No, it's a fib. No one knows where the surname Duke comes from. I don't know either. I should ask him one time. David, what was your score, mate?
1 point.
So 1 point. So Fran and Stuart are equal with 2 points. And David's got one. Oh. David's scored Well, because that's French for one. He's going back in time as a forfeit to a lost village in Kent. We're going to send you back in time, David. Is that all right?
See you later, David. Bye.
Bye, David. Bye.
I'll be back.
And join us next time for another Fact or Fib. Thanks.
This is about my background, my family, and I thought it might be interesting to let people know about my family. My ancestry. My name is Johnny Schachter, and I was born in England but raised in Edmonton, Alberta. My dad was born in Montreal in September of 1920, and my mum was born in Riga, Latvia in 1923. My mum and dad first met in a biochemistry lab at McGill University in Montreal. On my dad's side, they were of Jewish Ukrainian background, and dad's family fled from the Ukraine roughly in the 1910s. On my mum's side, because of the Russian revolutions in the 1910s, her family were pro-Bolshevik. Although most of my mum's family died in the Holocaust, her immediate family, meaning her mum, dad, and sister, were in Sweden in 1939. Because of the war, one could not travel through Europe, so they went all the way through Russia to Vladivostok, then Japan, and then to New York, where they lived for a year before moving to Montreal. Montreal at that time was very anti-Semitic, since Duplessis was in power. When Mum met Dad, Dad was in medical school, but decided not to be a doctor, but a research scientist. His area was in biochemistry and physiology. As well, he was also a qualified psychiatrist. After Mum and Dad married in 1944, they moved to Halifax in 1947 and then to London, England, where they raised three kids, me and my older brother Eric and my older sister Marion. They moved to England in 1950, but moved again in 1965 to Edmonton, Alberta. I was 8 years old when we moved to Edmonton, and I have very fond memories of Edmonton because I had lots of friends and an interesting life, like going to high school and then university. My earliest childhood memories was when I was 7 in England in 1964, going to see A Hard Day's Night, the film, with Marion, and I was very excited about seeing the Beatles film. Also that year, before we moved to Canada, Dad took me to a Pete Seeger concert in 1965, which I still remember. Well, my dad was a skeptic, my mum was an atheist, and her father was an atheist, and Mum and Dad were never strict about Jewish religion in our house. I think we are called secular Jews. I still remember my granny, my mum's mum. She was alive before we moved to Canada. Every morning at the breakfast table, I would turn her egg cup upside down for an egg. I still remember the incident. And I love to tell you, on Wednesdays, this was before we moved to Canada, England, every Wednesday, school would be shut on a Wednesday afternoon, and Granny, Mum, and me used to go to Golders Green and have a Chinese meal.
We looked into the history of our surnames. My surname is Reynolds. Reynolds is made up of the German words for advice and rule. It also indicates god-like powers or war. The Normans brought the name to Britain. It was common during the Middle Ages.
My surname is Irving. This name is Scottish and named after the Celtic river. It means green river. The surname is from the 13th century. It also can come from the old English name, Everwine, meaning wild bull and friend.
My surname is McCallion. It's an Irish surname. It comes from the Gaelic words meaning battle and brave. Callion means little brave battle. It means fighting as well.
So my surname is McAdam. This is a Scottish surname meaning the son of Adam, introduced in the 12th century. The McAdams were part of the MacGregor clan. The family included famous road builder John
McAdam.
Tar-based McAdam roads are known as tarmac.
La,
This is Heathen the Rose singing Roses Battle from the album My Little Silver Songbook.
It sometimes seems is two species tearing apart each other's dreams. They don't get the meaning of the in-betweens. Meanwhile, it's Rose's battle to stay alive. When I was a kid, I thought I was normal, just about in the capital of a rich country, and so much I knew about. I didn't know what normal was, but from the day that I found out, seemed like it was Rose's battle to stay alive. Some send them back, I'm not that kind of fool. No one sees me, the rogue brick in the wall. All the time it's Rose's battle to stay alive. 3 billion arrows pointing at my kind. Some send them back, but still too many die. If I stay or if I go, it must soon be my time. Through it all, it's Rose's battle to stay alive. I could jump from the burning deck of the ship. I could jump on. As I close my eyes, I know it can't be long. Somehow it's Rose's battle to stay alive. The few who carve a niche out in the cliff face never name. But no one knows who we are when we're maimed. we're invisible, thereafter lining up to take the blame. Could it be that in this world it's impossible for Rosie to stay alive?
We have just heard from Heathen Rose, Rose's Battle, My Little Silver Songbook. And you can find Heathen Rose on SoundCloud.
Carousel Radio.
Interviews and stories from people with a learning disability.
Carousel Radio.
So have you got any famous or important ancestors, Becky?
Maybe. I've got, I did have a granddad called Jonas, which is in English John. And he was born in Lithuania and was part of Russia. And they asked him if he would fight for Germany. He said, nope, sorry, I'm not fighting for Germany. And then they asked him if he would fight for Britain. And he said, of course I would. I've always wanted to go there. It would give me a chance to get on a plane and travel. And he fighted in the Second World War for Britain. And because he fighted, they gave him dual nationality. But the trouble is he got wounded on his leg and had to have metal. And he had metal around his leg and went to St Dunstan's and met my nan. My nan was working at St Dunstan's. She was a nurse. She used to always say to me she just liked to see the army men. She liked to eye them up. And the first one she went to go and visit was my granddad. So she thought, right, OK, this will do.
And the rest is history, they say.
Yes, the rest is history.
Hello, my name is Joy.
Actually, for our listeners, you say that you were actually born in Malta. You're actually Maltese, aren't you?
Yes, I'm Maltese. I've grown up on the farm, yes. Got, like, weird creatures, very mean ones.
So, what do you remember about Malta? Is it the nice waters and the sun, or is it...?
Oh, it's... The water's quite cold a little bit, so I would get used to it sometimes. The weather is, like, really sweaty. And you had to get your bikini. Food was lovely, but I can't eat that much. That's too full. Very old-fashioned buses. I used to go on one with my mum, but the seats was a bit dodgy, I think, back in those days. Yeah. I was about 15 when I left Malta. It was a bit of a threat when it came back to England. It was freezing. There are new people, but sometimes it could be rude and stressed.
This is a piece by Fran Reynolds and it's called Facts About My Grandpa, Alfred Ernest Strivens and My Grandma Mirka Strivens. Fact number one, my grandpa was born in 1917 in London and was in the war. Fact two, my grandpa was a soldier. Fact three, my grandpa was told to go to Italy. Fact four, my grandma was born in 1923. Fact 5. My grandpa and grandma got married in Italy. Fact 6. They had 3 children. My mum, Diana, my auntie Vivian and my uncle Gary. Fact 7. My grandpa passed away on 2010, my sister's birthday. Matthew Kennedy is from Glasgow, Scotland, and he is an artist, filmmaker and writer who has made 3 short films around lesbian, gay, bisexual, transsexual and learning disability subjects. He also has started up a blog in which he writes about the learning disability arts community from a cultural and personal perspective.
And the spoken word piece we're about to introduce is Where Is Our History? Was written by Matthew due to the frustration he felt that there isn't enough conversations or information around learning disability archives or histories. He's hoping that this piece will open up more conversations with other people with learning disabilities and learning disability organisations.
It all started with a small red notebook that I had. My mind started running wild with questions I was asking myself. I immediately started scribbling down notes. Where is our history? How do we find it? How old is the learning disability arts community? Has the learning disability arts community been fairly represented historically? Representation. Is our history being archived? And if so, how would the learning disabled community access it? Where would our histories be kept and stored? Should we start documenting our own individual histories as learning disabled artists? There's so many questions to ask. Question your history. What about the generation of learning disabled artists who came before us? Are their histories being looked at? Where does the conversation start? With ourselves or with members of our community? With family and friends? With learning disability arts organisations? Is the history of the learning disability arts community and its potential archives a creative and cultural issue? Does this particular subject get spoken about enough within our community? Should we start up our own individual archives? Has our history as a creative community always existed in some form? It must exist in some form. It has to exist in some form. But it doesn't end there. What about looking at the histories of the learning disabled communities in general? This is not a validation game. Not everybody with a learning disability is an artist. 6% of people with learning disabilities in England are currently in full-time employment. Talking about archives and our histories in general could be a way of opening up more conversations between us and our community. What was it like to be a person with a learning disability in society in the 50s, 60s, 70s, etc.? How did society treat us back then? Has the general history of the learning disability community been documented in the history books? Artifacts and objects, whether it be records, films, books, visual art, they show that we have the power to document our lives as people within society. Through making music, writing, filmmaking, visual art, we as a community are leaving a time capsule of objects behind. What about future generations? Will they be able to seek out our history? We have a culture and it is there for us to explore. So let us start exploring and find out where our history is.
Thank you to the Blue Camel Club, Matthew Kennedy, Stephen Rose. The next show is called Childhood. Now I am off to see my family in Italy.
Arrivederci!
Bye-bye, see you next time!
Thanks for listening, goodbye. Bye.
Up my boots, going back to my roots, to the place of my birth, back down to earth. Not talking about the root in the land, I'm talking about the root in the man. Zipping up my boots,
Radio.